USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Supreme Court has blocked President Biden's vaccine mandate at large companies. The justices at the nation's highest court said the mandate exceeded the Biden administration's authority. California Governor Gavin Newsom on Thursday denied parole to Sirhan Sirhan, the Palestinian refugee serving a life prison sentence for assassinating U.S. presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy in 1968. Buckingham Palace is reporting Britain's Prince Andrew has returned his military affiliation to Queen Elizabeth II. This comes a day after the royal's lawyers failed to persuade a U.S. judge to dismiss a civil lawsuit that accuses him of sexual abuse and possibly tying him to the Jeffrey Epstein lifestyle.
I have no recollection of ever meeting this lady.
The Prince on the BBC in 2019. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. Thanks for listening. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
A federal grand jury indicted Baltimore's top prosecutor Thursday on charges of perjury and making false mortgage application statements in the purchase of two Florida vacation homes. The four-count indictment alleges that Baltimore State's attorney Marilyn Mosby lied about experiencing pandemic hardships on mortgage applications in order to buy the Florida homes. Mosby was actually paid nearly $250,000 in 2020. Let's get a Russia-Ukraine update.
The talks have stalled between NATO and Russia over the buildup of Russian troops at the Ukrainian border. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
Reporting that has suggested we're going to reduce the number of troops we have deployed or somehow cut back on our overall force posture in Europe. Those reports are wrong.
Also, in reply to a question, Russia's deputy foreign minister would neither confirm nor deny the possibility that Russia might deploy military infrastructure in Cuba and in Venezuela. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
This day in history. Flash, 1784, the Continental Congress ratifies the Treaty of Paris. Britain officially agrees to recognize the independence of the new United States of America. Flash, 1942, Franklin Delano Roosevelt issues a presidential proclamation number 2537, requiring non-U.S. citizens from World War II, enemy countries, Italy, Germany, and Japan to register with the United States Department of Justice. Flash, 1963, George Wallace is inaugurated as the governor of Alabama. Flash, 1973, the Miami Dolphins achieve something no NFL team has repeated, a perfect season. The Dolphins hold on to beat the Washington Redskins 14-7 in Super Bowl VII, capping a 17-0 season. Larry Zonka on head coach John Shula's coaching style from ESPN in 2020.
Was losing Super Bowl VI to the Dallas Cowboys. They kicked our and after the game, he threw everyone out of the locker room, all the media, everyone else. And he said, I want everyone in this room to remember how we feel right now because we're going to turn this from a liability to an asset. We're going to make it a negative to a positive. We're going to use this feeling of being just torn apart on the field to come out and approach the season next year one game at a time like we intend on winning every game. He did not say we were going to win every game. He said we're going to approach it like we're planning to win every game.
Lance Pry reporting for USA Radio News.